We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about someone who was mafrish, he put aside, he was makdish, a Karim Pesach, but it was a wrong type of animal. The Karim Pesach has to come from a teleh, a lamb or aiz, and it has to be a zachar, and it has to be up to 1 year old. But if it's more than a year old, or if it's in a keva, then it's not a kosher Karim Pesach. So this Mishnah talking about someone who went ahead and mafrished a keva lepischa. He was mafrished in a keva for his Karim Pesach, which is not good for Karim Pesach. Or he's zacha ben shtei shanim. Or it's a zacha, but it's 2 years old. The halacha is, since he can't use it for Karim Pesach, so you have to redeem it. So what do you do is, yirach yistav, when something is not a balmum, if it's a tamim, you can't be paid it. So you wait to get some mum. And you sell it, and that will redeem it, transfer the kedusha onto the money. And the money will go towards being a shlamim, because we know that a karim pesach after its time, it's a shlamim. So that's what it's called. That's what the money for. You use it for a shlamim. That's according to the skirsa we have. They use it for a shlamim. Now the reason why you can't use it for a shlamim itself is why do you have to redeem it? Just take this nekeva and be makir for a shlamim. A shlamim could be a nekeva. So the answer to that is that since it was dochui mi'ikara, right when I makdish it already, I made it into a Pesach, and that is not suitable for Pesach. So right away it has this psul that it's not suitable for the thing it was hooked ash for, and therefore you have to wait to get to the mum and you redeem it. You can't use it itself for a shlamim. The Mishnah has a second halacha, hamafresh pischoi umeis. Someone was mafresh a Pesach and he dies. And there was no one else that was counted on this carbon. He was the only one on this carbon, and he died. Now the carbons left were out of Bailam. Lo yivienu b'nai acharav Hashem Pesach el shleim shlamim. Since it was left without a Bailam, the halacha is that it's a pasul of carbon. A carbon that's left without a Bailam cannot be used for a carbon Pesach, and therefore it'll be used for a shlamim. You can ask me a question. The son was Yerusha automatically when he dies. So it turns out that it did have an owner. The minute he died, it went to the son. So there's two pshatim in that. The one pshat, the simple pshat would be, is that the son already is nimna on a different carbon. He's already counted on a different carbon. And you now be counted on two carbon pesachim. So when it dies, he doesn't get counted on it, the son, because the son has a carbon pesach already, and therefore has no owner. Has no owner of Shem Pesach. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that a son is never Yerush his father's carbon. It always stays his father's carbon. And even if he's Yerush, it's still his father's carbon, so therefore it's considered without a Bailam. But in any case, the law is someone's mafresh of Pesach and he dies. Lo yivienu b'nai akrav Hashem Pesach, elo l'shem shlam. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Omar Rav Huna Reidar Yeshua. This is discussing the first point of the Mishnah, where it says, you mafresh in a cave of the Pesachoy, you have to redeem it and use the money for shlam. So Amar Rav Huna Reidar Yeshua, Shmamina, you see from our Mishnah class, three Yisaitis. You see from this Mishnah that you mafresh in a cave, you cannot be makdish itself for shlam. You have to redeem it for money and then turn the money to shlam. Shmamina class. Shmamina Bali Chayim Medach. And you see, even a live animal can become dochi, which means that it comes disqualified. And here, since it was not really for Pesach, it can't be used for shlamim. A dichu that starts off as a dachli is also called dichu. It doesn't have to be first royu for carbon and then becomes dachli afterwards. It's called dichu mikara. It starts off a dachli. It's still considered a dichu. Even though, the third thing is like this, even though here it couldn't be kedusha guf, why not? Because when you say in a kevel a Pesach, it can't be a Pesach. So it's automatically less of a kedusha, kedusha's damim, which means it's only hukdash for money, because it can't be used for carbon itself, because it can't be in a kevel a Pesach. So the chiddush is that even though it's a lesser of a kedusha, kedusha's damim still shayach, it's chal adachi. Now Tosfos points out that really every dachi mekara is really dichu b'damim, because it starts off dachui, so if it starts off dachui, that means that it's not a kedusha saguf. So Tosfos tries to work out a case how it's possible to have one way out the other one. But kapalam, these are the three yisaidis, balachayim dachui, dichu mekara, and yesh dichu b'damim. Rashi points out that we already had the Mishnah before, that there's such thing as a balachayim nedachim. Mishnah Tzadik Vav and Rabbeis talked about a case where you had a karm pesach that got lost, and then it was found afterwards. And you only brought one of the two. You already mafresh a new one, and you mafresh a new one for Karim Pesach, and the one that got lost, you just pushed that away. It's called dachu, even though it's a balechayim. So you see from there that balechayim on a dachu, and you really see from the Mishnah before already that. Sok the Gemara Vital. Explain the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mafresh Pischoy, and he dies, the guy dies, his son only can bring it for Shlom, not for Pesach. Sok the Gemara. Hamafresh as Pischoy, someone who sets aside a Karim Pesach, his Makdash Karim Pesach, who makes, he dies. In Benoy Mimun Imoy, if the son was counted on this carbon together with him, Yivianu Lashem Pesach, he could bring it for a Pesach now, the son, because the father died, and now he's the only one Mimunah on it, that's fine, it's his carbon Pesach, that's not a problem. But Ein Benoy Mimun Imoy, but if the son was not counted on this carbon Pesach, and then he died, Yivianu Lashem Shlomim, you have to bring it for Shlomim, because it was left without a Bayim, like we said in the Mishnah, it was left without a Bayim, so it's Borei the Shlomim. When do you bring the Shlomim? The Shisha Asa, on the 16th day of Nisan, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed. Because remember, Yodala that Nisan is when you bring the Karim Pesach. Tesvav Nisan is first day of Pesach. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's only one day of Pesach. The 16th day of Nisan is Chol HaMoed. That's when you bring the Shlomim. And it's mash, man. We still have a diak in this braisa. The Yudvavin, on the 16th day of Nisan, you could bring this carbon. On Tesvav, you can't bring it on the 15th day of Nisan. Kosavar Nedarim V'Nedavos in Kravim B'Yontiv. Because this man, the Yama, holds that you cannot bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontiv. There's a Machoikis Mesechtes Beya about this. And we come out, one man, the Yama, holds the only thing you can bring on Yontiv is Chavis, thing you have to bring today. But Nedarim and Nedavos, you can't bring on Yontiv. Shlomim is like Nedarim and Nedavos, you don't have to bring it today. Therefore, you cannot bring it on Yontiv. Now, the Gemara wants to analyze this braisa that says the Salacha. It says, if the son is counted on it, you can bring Hashem Pesach. If not, Shlem Shlom. The Mis Ha'av Amos. When did the father die? Ilema the Mis Kodim Chatzois. From Chatzois and on midday of Yudal Nisar, is when you start bringing the Karim Pesach. It's very royal to be brought. We wait till after the Talmud, but Be'etzim you can bring the Karim Pesach then. So when the father died, if he died before Chatzos, so Benoy Mimunu Imo, we say if the son is counted on the Karim Pesach, he brings the Shem Pesach, he brings the Shem Pesach. Tomorrow is a Kasha, Hachola Anina Salo, Yimikara. There was Chal Anina, so it became Oinain before Chatzos. And like Rashi explains, that really we know, we had a Mishnah before, that Oinain could bring a Karim Pesach. He just, even though now he can't eat it, but at night it's only Aninas Derabbanon, he could eat it. But there was a halacha in the Mishnah before that Oinin should not be the only one counted on a carbon. Why? Because we are worried maybe he's going to become Tommy, and then he's not going to be able to eat the Karim Pesach even at night. And no one's going to eat the Karim Pesach. He'll end up burning it. Therefore, Oinin should not be the only one on a Karim Pesach. So here, what's the case? If he died before Chatzos, so then it's Chal Aninas already on him, and you're not supposed to bring a Karim Pesach just for him. He has to wait the Pesach Sheni. The halacha is, if it's after Chatzos, Rashi explains, since the Chayvus HaPesach happened first, so even though he's Oinin afterwards, he'll be careful not to become Tomei, because he knows already he's Chayv and Karim Pesach. That's the main pshat of Rashi. Rashi has another pshat, but we're going to go with that pshat. So the question is like this. Let's just say the question again. The Misa Av Amos. Even with the Mis Koydim Chatzos, but not even when Imo Yevin Hashem Pesach, Chol Aninos Lo Meikara, is very Chal Aninos. So the ratio of this braisa that says that if the son dies, if he's counted on it, if the father dies, if the son is counted on the Karim Pesach, he can bring Hashem Pesach. How can he bring it? He's Oinin. And Oinin before Chatzos should not be the only one counted on Karim Pesach. He can't bring the Karim Pesach. So what do you have to say? Elod Mis Ach Chatzos. He died after Chatzos. And therefore, the Chi of Karim Pesach happened before he became Oinin. And therefore, he could bring the Karim Pesach, the son. But it says in the Braisa, if Benoy is not Mamunah Alav, then you bring it for Shlomim on the first day of Chol HaMoed. It says, Ein Benoy Mamunah Imo, Yivyan Hashem Shlomim. For Eitig Gemara, if the father died after Chatzos, that means B'Shas Chatzos, it was supposed to be a Karim Pesach. And then he died, now it became royal for Shlomim. The halacha is that that's Dachli, because since B'Shas Chatzos was royal Karim Pesach, and I'm not bringing it for Karim Pesach, that's called it's pushed away. If it's pushed away, you have to wait to get some mum. You can't bring itself for Shlomim. Ha'kavate Chatzos, Chatzos was Kaveyet. So that's the kash on this price. This price is a man of Shach Shver. Because on one hand it says if the son is Mamunah on it, he could bring it Lashem Pesach. So we're saying that has to be after Chatzos. If it's after Chatzos, if he's not Mamunah Olav, what's Pshat on the second half of the Braisa? It says bring Lashem Shlomim, L'chayra it's Dachli. So we're going to have like four or five Pshatim here to explain this Braisa. First Pshat is Omar Rava, some of the girls Omar Rabba, Lo'ilam demis koidim Chatzos. He died, the father died for Chatzos. And the question was that if he died for Chatzos, if he's Mamunah Olav, if the son is Mamunah Olav, how does he bring it? Ah, he's an Oinin. If he's an Oinein, he shouldn't bring the Karim Pesach. He might become Tomei. He's the only one to count on the Karim Pesach. So Zakta Gemara, Ma'ivienu L'Shem Pesach. What does it mean in the ratio? If it's a Munolov, he brings it L'Shem Pesach. L'Shem Pesach Sheini. He brings it L'Shem Pesach Sheini. So the Avadnis Brice is talking about the day before Chatzai. So the Reisha says, the second part of the Brice says, it's very geschmack. Since it's before Chatzai he died, it was never Royal for Karim Pesach, it's right away Royal for Shlomim ready, and therefore it's not Dochi. That's Pshat number one in the Brice. Abai Omar, a different Pshat. Says, let's start with Muktani. The two halves of the Brice are talking about different cases. Let's start with Muktani. Meis Acha Chatzai. The Reisha wrote a case where he died after Chatzos. So it says, if the son is counted on it, Pesach. And what the Brice does not speak out, if the Bnei will not be Mimunah on it, then you'd have to wait to get some Mum because it'd be Dachi. Like Rashi said, we know from the Mishnah before about that, about being, there's something called Dachi. The second half of the Brice that says that Ein Bnei Munah Lavi, bring the Shlomim, is talking about Meis Kodem Chatzos. So Meis Kodem Chatzos, if the father died before Chatzos, Ein Bnei Munah Imoy, if the son is not counted on it, Yivyan Shem Shlomim, it could be a Shlomim. And if he is counted on it, so then he can't bring it for a Pesach because he's a Oinin. And the law is, they bring Pesach Sheni, that's also not spoken out. So according to Abaya, the Reisha and the Brice, the Sefer Brice, are talking about two different cases. Either the Reisha is saying the case was Mace after Chatzos, and therefore he could bring it L'Shem Pesach, because the Chi of Pesach was Chal before he became a Oinin. And the second half of the Brice says, Ein B'nai Munah Lavi Shlomim, so when he died before Chatzos, and therefore there was no Dichui. So that's Pshat number two. We have Rav's Pshat and Abaya's Pshat. Let's see the third Pshat. Rav Shravi Omer Lo'olam D'Mislach Chatzos. The case is he died after Chatzos. Ugoin, and the problem was the whole price is talking about after Chatzos. So the ratio is very good. Mislach Chatzos, he could bring a Karm Pesach Rishon if he's Monolov. Even Monolov says a Shlom. The question was, how can be a Shlom is Dochui? So we're saying the case is going to Shahoya of a Geisis B'Chatzos. He was a Geisis B'Shas Chatzos. Since he was a Geisis B'Shas Chatzos, so it never really became royal for Karm Pesach. So there's no Shiloh of Dochui over here. Since B'Shas Chatzos, the father was almost dead, and he wouldn't be able to bring it for a carbon Pesach. We're talking about Ein Mimunah Lav. His son's not Mimunah on it. Therefore, it's not no Chat, no Dachi. And if it's Ein Mimunah Lav, you can bring it L'Shleim Shlomim, since the followers of Geis is Pshat Maiseh, so it's no Dachi. That's Pshat number three. Pshat number four. Rav Ashi Yama. Lo'olam D'mis Ach Chatzos. He died after Chatzos. So the ratio is good, and that's why B'nai Mimunah Lav, he could bring it. He's an Oinin. No, Pesach was Chal first by Chatzos. The question was, but Ein Bnei Munah Lav, how do you bring a Shlomim? It's Dachi. It's like, what Rav Shimon? He's going to go to the man, Yom Rav Shimon, the Amma Ein Bali Chaim Nidachin. Rav Shimon holds that Bali Chaim are not Nidachim. Only things that come Dachi is something that's not alive. For example, if Dam is not, became not Royu, and then it became Royu again, that's called Dachi. And that type of Dam, that's Dachi. But on a Bali Chaim, is no Nidachim, and therefore, you can bring a first Shlomim. And Rav Shimon obviously doesn't stem with our Mishnah, you see. But this price is going to Rav Shimon. The fifth shot is Ravino. Ravino Amar, going to Frishua Chatzos, Umeisu Barama Chatzos. He died after Chatzos, but not only that, he was mafresh to carbon after Chatzos. What you're gaining is good if the son's a Munah Lav, he brings up a carbon Pesach because Chatzos was, the Chiev Pesach was by Chatzos, and his Vanidas only happened afterwards. But Ein B'nai Munah Lav, the question was, why is the Shlom Ma'iz Dachui? Here, it wasn't a Karim Pesach B'Shas Chatzos. Because Sova Chatzos Kavei. He holds like the Me'ad Yomar Rabbi Zeira before, that Chatzos is Kavei, not the Zman Shchita. Chatzos is Kavei. And since Chatzos, it was not a Karim Pesach yet, there's no Dachui, there's no Dichui, and therefore it can be brought as a Shlom. If it can be brought as a Shlom, that's not a problem. Zokt the Mishnah Vayta. HaPesach Shnus Arvu B'Zvachim. You have here three karbonis. You have over here a Pesach, a Karbon Asham, and a Karbon Ola. As we know, all three karbonis are completely different. The Pesach is Kashim Kalim and needs only one spritz on the Mizbeach. It's actually a Shvicha. And an Asham needs two Shtayim Shem Arvu, and same thing for Ola. But the Asham and the Ola are different. By Asham, you eat it. The Ola, you mark up the whole thing. So these three Karbanas are completely different. And now all three of them were all lambs, and they got mixed up with each other. So what do you do now? A Pesach Shnus Arvu Mizvachim. So halacha is, what you have to do, we'll speak it out outside, don't read it inside. You have three lambs over here. One of them is a Pesach, one is an Ola, one is an Asham. You have nothing to do. What do? You wait to get some mum, all three of them. When they have a mum, you take money, and you say, whatever Kedusha's Ola, whichever one of these three is Ola, that Kedusha transferred on this $100. Take another $100, this should transfer on this $100. And a third one should transfer this $100. And the problem is, what happens if they're not all worth the same amount, all three lambs? You know, one of them is worth $100, the other two are $80. So you have to take $300, not enough to bring 260. Why? Because you don't know which one was the expensive one. So you have to take $300 and each car and each one be transferred on one of these $100. Whatever you say, whatever one of these three are Pesach goes on this $100. Whichever one of these three are oil goes on this $100. Whatever the three goes awesome. But that extra $40, you have to take out of your own pocket because you didn't sell it for more than 260. The only value was one was 100 or 280. So that's the halacha of our Mishnah. Pesach shes arba zvachim, kulam yirat yishtov. We all wait to get some mum. V'yamachru, and you sell it. V'yavi v'demei ha'yofa shebehem mimin zeh. V'demei ha'yofa shebehem mimin zeh. You take from the most expensive one, and you buy a oila, and you buy a asham, and you buy a Pesach. V'yafzir ha'moysim ha'besai. The extra money, you take from your own pocket, because you have to pay for that. You can't take the money from someone else. What happens if Pesach gets mixed with a Bechor? Now, the uniqueness is that Bechor and Pesach are both the exact same thing in the halachas. The same exact emurim get on the Mizbeach, the same parts are eaten, and the same parts, the same type of zrika. But the only problem is a Bechor belongs to a Kohen, only a Kohen can eat a Bechor. So here, you got mixed with a Bechor. And another problem was that you can't be paida a Bechor. So what do? You have here two lambs, one's a Bechor, one's a Pesach, we don't know which one's which. If Shimon Oimim, Chavur is Kanim Yechelu, if the Chavur is Kanim, you bring both of them today, on Erev Pesach, and you eat them both tonight, and therefore, Manav Shach, if you're a Kayin, if it's a Bechor, you're a Kayin, you're allowed to eat it. And if it's Pesach, you eat it on Pesach, you eat both, you eat a piece of meat of both of them, and everything is fine, all the Zrikas you did were fine also, all the Emurim, of course, it's exact same halachas of both of them. Therefore, you have an Eitzel, free Rav Shimon. The only difference is that Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night. Mashenke and Pesach is eaten until Chatzai, so till the rest of the night. So it comes out, you'll have to just eat it in less time. You'll have to eat the Bechor.